We've been talking about the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee in John chapter 2, and we've been talking about this request, this unspoken request that the mother of Jesus made to her son when she simply said, "They have no wine." We contended that Jesus actually heard a request in that innocent observation, a request to reveal his identity, a request to launch his mission. And when Jesus responded to his mother, all we can hear was a no. And in response to that apparent no, Mary ran to the servants and said, "Do everything he tells you to do." We are weak, even though we're believers. We are not perfect. Actually, when we become believers, we discover how imperfect we are and how weak we truly are. Surely we've known some reluctance in our life to obey the Lord's commands. I would say the temptation to be disobedient, or if not disobedient, negligent or sluggish in yielding up to the Lord what he has required, are just those moments when we believe that our prayers are unanswered, or when we believe that the answer is no. At that point, the flesh will tempt us to say, "Well, you know, he's really not doing what I want him to do, so why really should I do what he wants me to do?" Well, of course, the obvious answer to that is because we're not our own. He made us. He's God. We are the sheep of his pasture. And this is why what Mary does is so remarkable. This is why we commend her. In a moment of apparent denial, she says yes to him and said, "We must do everything he asks us." I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.